It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shidell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Jake. I am ready for some football. Are you
ready for some football. You know, I like to call it hand egg because they use their hands more and it kind of looks like an egg.
Oh, man. Some good observational humor.
It's my favorite kind of humor is when I observe it.
I'm more of a situational comedy guy, but observational humor is also
what,
good.
Thomas, what would you say is your favorite situational comedy?
Probably Joey.
Our good friend Joey. Joey Tribbiani. Good dude. So this week we are going to simulate another season, and I think this is the first time we've ever done this. Where we each get one tribe, yes?
Yeah.
I'm fucking pumped. Okay. So, let's do that. Hey, Thomas, did you want to simulate a season?
You bet.
All right, cool. I forgot to initiate the episode. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, Thomas, what do you want your tribe to be called, and what color do you want it to be?
My tribe is going to be called, sports ball and, it's going to be brown color.
I love it. For the big game.
For the big game.
Sports ball, you're brown. It's great stuff. Cool. I'm going to call mine hand egg.
Sure. Yeah, I like it.
And... it's going to be a lighter shade of brown. Almost a burnt orange, I'll say.
Sure, yeah. And then
for this season, we're playing through Caramo and Fans versus Favorites, which I believe was the second Fans versus Favorites. The merged tribe name was Enil Edam, E-N-I-L space E-D-A-M. Gotta think that was a reference to something, or like a what's it called when you change the letters around?
Oh, like an anagram?
An anagram, yeah. I'm looking it up now. Oh, it's Malcolm's mother's name spelled backwards.
Interesting.
Sure. Why does Malcolm get that? Who knows?
What is his mother's name? Then
Madeline.
Okay,
that's fine. There have been worse merge tribe names. But what should we call ours? Brady for the big game.
Yeah, sure. The Brady.
The
tribe.
Boys. The big boys. The big football boys. What did you say?
No, I just said sure. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I love it. This will never come up again. Oh, and they're green.
You know what okay, we should Thomas. Call it? We should call it the Touchdown Tribe.
Oh, yes. Touchdown. Who do you think's going to score a touchdown in this season of Survivor? Thomas?
This one's going to come all down to the final three, and I'm not talking about a field goal.
Hey! Unless it's like Kagayan and it comes down to a final two. That's called...
Yeah, not talking about a two-point conversion.
Two-point conversion.
Or a safety.
Safety's 2 points or 1 point?
Safety's 2 points.
Extra point is 1 point.
Correct.
I know all about sports ball.
know everything there is to know about it.
Thomas, who do you want first? I will give you first pick. Here are the rules. I came up with some rules over the week since we decided to do this.
Sure.
No winners.
Okay.
No four-time players.
No four-time players. Okay, I think I can do that.
Yeah, should be. Pretty easy. There are still over 500 people to choose from.
Sure. I'm going to pick Gary Hogaboom first.
Oh, that's such a good choice. I know. He's on the sports ball team.
Look, it's not just the name of my team. This is the theme of my team.
Wait, sorry. There's no Gary Hogaboom. There's a Gary Hawkins.
Gary Hawkins, yeah. We know who he is.
Okay, my first pick should surprise no one who's ever listened to this show. I'm going to pick Michaela first.
Sure.
Okay. There it is. Thomas, second pick.
I'm going to pick Clifford Robinson.
I was wondering if that's what you were going to do. I have to imagine you'll also eventually pick Scott Pollard.
It's certainly a possibility.
I feel like your team is going to be heavily male.
We have to do how many people per tribe is there?
Oh, sorry, I should have said that before. 10 people per tribe.
So we should do 5 male, 5 female.
Yeah, if there, I think that's fine. I think it should overall, there should be an equal number of men and women, 10 and 10. So if you end up casting more professional athletes who happen to be men, I can put more women on my tribe. That's fine.
Nah, I think we should do even numbers each. I think that's okay. A fair way to do it.
Well, the problem with that is, Thomas, 5 is an odd number. Oh, I need to pick my second person. Okay. Oh, I just saw a name that I know you're going to pick later. Who do I really like? I was looking over the casts recently, and I thought of somebody that I really wanted to see play again. Oh, I'm going to pick her before you do. I'm going to pick Aubrey.
Okay.
I figure you would eventually go with her, but I guess not. Third pick, Thomas.
Let's see.
There is somebody who played very recently, both in Survivor and in the NFL, who I'm surprised you haven't immediately picked already.
I think I know who you're talking about. I just don't know that I am jazzed to pick him because I don't like him.
Why? Because he didn't do well when he played Survivor?
Oh, are you talking about... No, I'll pick John Morrison.
Oh, I was not thinking of him. John Morrison did quite well. I was thinking of Alan Ball.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking of him. I thought you were talking about Brad Culpepper.
Oh, fuck no.
He played football.
The less I think, the more I think about Brad Culpepper, the worse it is for all of us. Let's see, who's available? Who's available? So many people. Who did I really like last season? Oh, Angelina. No, you know what? You know who I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick Mike White. I haven't seen him win yet. Granted, he just played, so that makes sense. But let's see him play again. He and Michaela can be friends because, you know, almost same names. God damn it. Who's going to be your next person, Thomas?
All right, so I've got 3 guys right now, correct?
You have 3 male contestants. 2 more of them and 3... Nope. 5 women. There was... what's her name? Taj Gibson? Is that her name?
No. Taj Gibson is an NBA player.
He didn't play Survivor. Who played Survivor? I think her name was Taj. Taj Johnson George. She played... in a season... Oh, she played season 19. She's a professional athlete. Or was. Wasn't she? No. Who am I thinking of? There was some Olympic athlete. Oh, Crystal Cox.
Okay.
Do you know her?
Vaguely.
Yeah, she was a track and field athlete. On the 2004 Summer Olympics team, she played the 17th season, which was Gabon, which we should cover one season because I've not watched that one, and apparently it's weird. She's also 6'3". Thomas. Who are you picking?
Oh, it's my turn to pick?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I am going to pick Steve Wright from Survivor Redemption Island.
Who is that?
He's a former NFL player.
I don't remember him at all. Well, I'm going to look him up. Steve Wright. Are you just looking up?
I looked up former pro athletes.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask. The Steve Wright I looked up is not the Steve Wright who played Survivor. It is American stand-up comedian, actor, writer.
Yeah,
and
no, not
film
that Stephen
producer.
Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T, Steve Wright.
Yep, that's how I spelled it.
They don't have him in the database?
The database of Google.
I thought that's doesn't.
I just looked up Steve Wright. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing pictures of him now. I do remember this guy. He was cool.
I thought you were saying he wasn't on the simulator thing, and I was like,
oh no,
seems
he's
weird.
There. He is there. I put him in already. Okay, up next. Brenda. We haven't watched a season with Brenda for the show, but I like her. So, it's your pick now again.
Gonna pick Jimmy Johnson.
Yes, good choice. And I think that'll cover all of your male contestants.
Yep, I got them all nailed down. Got nice. three football men, one basketball man, one wrestle man.
Good. Okay, who should I pick next? Another rule. Probably nobody, not so much a rule, just more of a guideline. Maybe nobody from Triple H.
I mean, look, I'm not gonna complain about that.
Okay. Let's see. I'm pulling up the list of everybody who's ever played now. You know who we should have back? Ken from Millennials Gen X.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Haven't seen him in a while. Ooh, yes. Okay, I just saw like three people that I want to add to it. So I'm excited for my next few picks.
Okay, I was tapping attention because I was looking at the list here. Were you telling me that I should pick Crystal Cox, or were you picking Crystal Cox?
You should pick Crystal Cox.
I am going to pick Crystal Cox.
Yes, because I know you're trying to do the athlete thing.
Yep.
Have there been... You're looking at that list right now.
There have
been a couple. There have
been a couple of them.
A couple of female athletes who
yes.
have played? Yeah, and wasn't Kara an NFL cheerleader?
That I was not aware of.
I think it was her. Let me look her up. Let's just say it's true, because I don't want to look it up. My next pick is going to be one Keith Nail.
Keith, okay, sure.
Keith Nail.
Always happy to have Keith around.
Perfect human being, love him. Okay, who's up next? Thomas?
I'm going to pick Ashley Massaro.
Oh, another wrestler.
Yeah, well, that wrestler's generous, but yeah.
I think she's the only other person who's been in WWE who's played Survivor.
Yes.
I am going to continue with my theme, and so far it's not a theme because I've only picked one person, but I'm going to pick another person who will be on Edge of Extinction called Kelly Wentworth.
Okay, good pick.
One, two, three, four. So I've got four women and one, two, three. Three men right now? Three yep. people left? Okay.
I got five men, two women.
Okay. Who's up next?
I'm going to take Julia Landauer.
What season was she on?
I don't know. I just know apparently she was in the NASCAR minor leagues.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing, but sure.
Yeah, last name is spelled Landauer.
Yep, so season 26, which... I don't remember what season that was. I also don't care to look it up. Okay, I'm going to pick... nobody from Triple H. Who's on... God, Game Changers was such a terrible season that I, like, don't even want to pick anybody from it. I already got Millennials Gen X.
There was a lot of winners on there, too, so.
Ooh, Jessica Lewis. Yeah, that's true. I'm picking Jessica Lewis. I think that will round out my women for my tribe. Thomas, did I tell you, I didn't even know today was the big game until, like, this week. Somebody mentioned it, and I was like, oh, yeah, when is that happening?
It's weird.
Like,
well, it's weird.
In 5 days?
Yeah, it's weird because they have, like, the championship games, and then it's like a two-week layoff. And then,
oh, see, I didn't even know the championship games had happened.
Yeah.
I heard about the Pro Bowl, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing, isn't it? Oh, that means the Super Bowl is soon.
Yep.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I need to pick 2 more men, and you need to pick 2 more women. So, who's left?
I'll pick Kara.
Good choice. Love her. She and Mike White were friends, so let's see them get together in the merge. Okay. You know, when you're picking your people, I should really be looking at the list to see who else I want to add. These people are all... You know what? David Wright and Joe are going on my teams. They're going to finish up my team.
Okay.
This is a preview for Edge of Extinction.
Who, Jake, do you remember what the name of the MMA fighter that was on the last season was?
Oh, B?
Yeah, B is going to be my last person.
Okay, that's a good choice. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, why didn't you add Jeff Kent?
Because he's Jeff Kent. Same reason I didn't add John Rocker.
Yeah. Oh, I just rewatched the season with John Rocker on it.
Where they figure out who he is and immediately get rid of him.
At one point, Keith Nail is like, yeah, I remember him saying some shit in the early 2000s. He's not a good dude. And it seems he hasn't changed at all. Okay, who did you say your last person was? Sorry.
B.
B, right.
Yeah, the other football Anderson. Players I was looking at were Grant Matos, who is also on Survivor Redemption Island with Steve Wright.
Yep, I remember him. He was very hot.
Culpepper, which I'm not going to do.
Fair.
Jeff Kent. Scott Pollard, we've already done a couple times, so I figured
we... I mean, we can always have him.
I'm happy to have him back, but, you know. Apparently...
I tagged him in a tweet about our Heroes versus Villains season, and he retweeted it and said, go Villains.
Yeah. So... Scott's good. Detroit Pistons legend Scott Pollard.
Yep.
The other options they gave me were Ethan Zone or
Ethan Zahn. He won.
It's Africa. Funny because there's I'm thinking of Steve Zahn.
The actor?
Yeah, but I was for some reason I was like, it can't be Ethan Zahn. That can't be his name. But yeah,
no.
Ethan Zahn played minor league soccer.
Yep. He won season 3.
Yep, and then Tyson Apostle was a cyclist.
He also won. I think he won Blood versus Water.
Yeah, so I couldn't pick either of them.
Yeah.
And then Matt Bischoff was a BMX guy.
Oh, there was somebody in One World who played in the NFL for like a season or two. Who was that?
Oh, also Alan Ball.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking you were going to pick early on, because I remember you picking him for that season, when we did that season. Tyler Fredrickson. Does that name sound familiar? Was that
yes, him? Somebody brought him up in the comments on this.
Yeah.
He apparently was like he made it through training camp with Washington, but got cut.
He was on the off-season and/or practice squad for Seattle, Denver, Amsterdam, Denver again, Dallas, Washington.
Okay, so he played in Oakland, NFL Europe when that still existed.
The Los Angeles Avengers in 2008. Was the only team that he wasn't part of the practice squad on.
Sure.
Of all the teams he played for. Oh, it was an arena team. They folded in 2009. April 19th. Hey, that's my sister's birthday. On my sister's... How old is my sister? My sister's 21st birthday. She... What a weird present. Okay, you ready to get into this season?
Oh, also, apparently David Sampson was an executive for the Florida Marlins, sorry.
Yeah, and also I'm pretty sure he was the first one out his season.
Yeah, everyone hated him, I guess.
Yeah, he fucking sucked. Okay, let's get into this first reward challenge. It's called Water Slaughter. It's a very good name. Two members from each tribe battle for a life ring. Great. Sportsball tribe wins the reward. Great. They win 20 pounds of beans. That's like a lot of beans.
I mean, they're big boys. They need to eat a lot of beans.
That's true. Get that protein. Okay. And then they also win immunity, probably because they got all that protein from the 20 pounds of beans. They
it certainly didn't hurt.
Okay, so that alliance is not very strong. Aubrey, David, Wright, and Mike White are in an alliance, but it's not very strong. Kara found the idol. Now let's go to the tribal council. The hand egg people vote. The hand egg people.
Yep.
Okay, the final vote is a tie. 4 for Kelly, 4 for Michaela, 2 for Brenda. And then they vote again, and Kelly is the first one out.
Damn!
Goodbye, Kelly Wentworth. It's not good. Doesn't look good for her. For Edge of Extinction. Okay. Next episode, we go straight into the immunity challenge. For this challenge, 9 contestants would compete. 3 had to go on a raft, while 3 would pull a rope, which would get the... Okay, so they do a bunch of shit. The Hand Egg Tribe wins immunity. Apparently Kelly Wentworth was bringing them down as a tribe. They've come together now. Jessica Lewis has an idol. Be sure to play that idol before you have to pull a rock, Jessica! I'm still mad. Okay. Kara does not play her idol. And the votes... It's another tie between Cliff and Ashley. They vote again, and Ashley gets 5 votes to Cliff's 3. So Ashley is out. How do you feel about losing her, Thomas?
Indifferent.
That's fair. Me too. Still got Cliff Robinson, so that's good. Look who won immunity again. It was my tribe.
Crazy.
We also received chairs, pillows, blanket, a tarp, and a rope for reward. The way that's phrased makes it sound like everything else wasn't the reward. Just the rope was
the
reward.
Just the rope, yeah. Everything else.
Like
you know,
a fucking D&D session. Okay.
Yeah, what kind of rope is this? Is this silken rope? Is it hempen rope?
Oh, no, Thomas. Julia is voted out of your tribe. Cliff got 4 votes, though.
I don't like that he's been on the bubble this much.
Mm-mm. Not looking good for old Clifford.
Probably the 2 people I care the least about have been voted off, though, so that's good.
Yeah. I do think it's very funny that there are so many former football players on your tribe.
It's a lot of them. I could have put more.
Yeah. Yeah, they do pick a lot of football players more than any other sport, I think.
They do.
Sportsball tribe wins reward. They win a visit by a local bushman.
Okay. I'm sure they all appreciated that.
I hope it's Jeb. Oh, and then look who won immunity again. It's the hand eggs. That's really good. I feel very good.
We're gonna have to tribe swap pretty quick here at this rate.
Yeah. Oh man. Thomas, Caramon was great. Because it was Malcolm's 2nd season in a row, and he got in good with the two people on the bottom of the fans tribe when they tribe swapped, and it was looking like they were gonna be taken out at a tribal council, but Malcolm won immunity. Oh wait, no, this must have been after the merge. Malcolm won immunity. And had 2 hidden immunity idols, which he gave to his 2 allies. So the other alliance had to turn on itself. It was great. It was great. It's a great season. Great moment. Oh, no. It's a tie. 2 votes go to Steve. 3 votes go to Gary. 3 votes go to Cliff.
Damn. I wish that three. No, I wish that three had gone to Steve. I appreciate that Cliff is a survivor, but I don't want Gary to go.
At this rate, Cliff might become the fan favorite. Remember what happened to Chris Noble when we did Heroes vs. Villains,
or Richard Alpert.
Yeah. Oh man, Richard Alpert's great. Oh, your tribe won immunity finally. It only took 5 episodes.
I won it the first time.
Yeah, but the first immunity doesn't count. Really? That just made my tribe stronger, so thank you for that.
Oh, sure, okay.
Okay. Tribal Council. Castaways all vote. Keith is out. Man, that San Juan del Sur people, they're not doing well in this season.
No, no, they are not.
Okay. We can skip the alliances, because no one cares about that. Go into the reward. Hand Egg wins the reward. Steaks, sausages, vegetables, condiments, and wine.
Delicious. I don't know why you would want to have... wine with, I guess I with sausages I was thinking like breakfast, but if it's just sausages with steak, yeah, that makes sense.
I like meat. You want immunity again?
Hell yeah.
Joe and Aubrey bond slightly, perhaps. Okay. Spoilers for Edge of Extinction. I think Joe and Aubrey are in the same tribe going in. Oh well, not important. Steve and Crystal bond slightly. Jessica has the Hand Egg Tribe Idol. The castaways all vote. Jessica plays the Hand Egg Tribe Idol. First vote goes to Jessica. Second to Jessica. Michaela, Brenda, 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 Michaela, Michaela. So they tie and revote. They tie again.
Are they going to draw rocks?
Draw rocks.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. And guess who's out?
Who?
Fucking David Wright.
No!
That
he didn't
is amazing.
Even do anything!
But, okay, do you remember in Millennials Gen X when David played his idol for Jessica, and then later on in the season, Jessica got rocked out?
That's true.
That's so funny. Okay. Proceed to the twist. The castaways are asked to smash paint-filled eggs.
Sure.
This show's so dumb. These eggs will determine their new tribe. What if one person grabs one and breaks it on their chest, and it's just a regular chicken egg?
All right, guys, come in. You know who my favorite comedian is? It's Gallagher. Every tribe will smash a watermelon. Want to know what you're playing for? Special show with Gallagher and Gallagher 2.
Oh,
fighting each other to the death.
Winning tribe gets a show by Gallagher. The losing tribe gets a show by Gallagher 2. Okay, Thomas, do you want to hear these new tribes?
Losing tribe, I got nothing for you except for this concert, or except for this show with Gallagher 2.
On the new Hand Egg tribe, we've got Aubrey, Crystal, Jessica, Jomo, Ken, Michaela, and Mike White. Those Millennials Gen X people are sticking together. It still annoys me that Ken was on the Gen X tribe in that season when he was so clearly a millennial based on his age. Whatever. Stupid. Show's stupid. On the sports ball team, it's B, Brenda, Cliff, Jimmy, Johnson, Joe Anglum, Kara, and Steve Wright.
I'm impressed that Jimmy Johnson's been able to stick around. He got voted off pretty fast, didn't he?
I'm trying to remember.
Because people knew who he was.
Yeah, I think he did the same thing that, or he tried the same thing that, what's his name? Mike White tried.
Mike White did, I'm just happy to be here thing.
I'm just happy to be here, the money doesn't matter to me, I just want to play the game and have a good time. I think he did better than anyone expected. I'm looking it up now. He was on... That is not the name of the season. He did not do well. He took 18th place.
I mean, wasn't the first person voted off, was he?
No, he was the third person voted off.
That's better than I would expect for a guy with two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Oh, this was an old versus young season.
Ah.
Is this the one Fabio won? I think so. Oh, this was the season right after Heroes vs. Villains. It's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, well, decent season. Oh, except it had the Medallion of Power, which was bad. Yeah, so, yeah, he was the third voted out of the season, second from his tribe.
Well, he's already improved on that.
Yeah? Good for him. Proceed to Tribal Alliances. We don't care about that. So we're going straight to the Immunity Challenge. Oh, Handegg wins again. Even with the new tribe members, they're still doing well. Michaela found an idol. Forgot she was still in the game. John and Aubrey bond slightly. I could see that.
Yeah. I could see anyone getting along with John.
Yeah, he's a very likable person. Oh, I don't think I've told you this. Nick and Davey went to an Impact show where he was performing and were, like, talking shit to his opponent. And at one point, the opponent, I don't remember who he was facing, but, like, threw Nick, like, out. Like, he was standing on the edge of the audience. And they were, like, shouting at him and, like, hitting him and everything. And he just, like, threw Nick back, like, 5 feet. It was great.
That's awesome.
Kara has her idol. Joe and B bond slightly. Sure, why not? Everybody gets along with Joe. Okay, and Brenda gets 5 votes to Cliff's 2. Has Cliff gotten votes every single
I think so, but just not, yes, people want him out, but not enough to get him out, apparently.
That's the trouble when you cast famous people, is nobody wants to see him win. That's your entire tribe.
Yeah. People are like, Mr. Hotshot, former Blazer and Sun and Piston. former, like, solid starting player, but not really much more, Cliff Robinson. You think you're a fucking big shot?
What I loved about Cliff Robinson, I don't think any professional athlete has, well, except for, what's his name? That sucked. Oh, John Rocker. I think John Rocker is the only professional athlete since Gary Hawkins who has come on to be like, no, I'm a different person. Cliff Robinson's strategy was just like, yeah, I played in the NBA. I played for this team and this team and this team. And it was like, so, like, uninterested in it. It was just like, yeah, it was my job, kind of.
I think what if you move around teams that much, I think that it more becomes that for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a job. But yeah, also, like, what is he going to pretend he's not? Like, he's 6'10". Yeah. Like, of course people are going to recognize that he's a basketball player.
Do you
also
know how badly I want to see Cliff and Scott play together?
It'd be great. They both played for the Pistons, just not at the same time.
Yeah, when was Cliff's tenure?
Cliff was on the team, from 2001 to 2003. He's on there for 2 seasons. 01-02 and 02-03.
And Scott was before that?
Scott, I believe, I don't know if Scott actually played a game for the Pistons.
Really?
I think he did. I think he played, like, half a season and got traded his rookie year. They drafted him, though, I think.
So, like, mid-90s?
I want to say it was like 1996. Let me check.
That is what I would have guessed. That's when I said mid-90s, Jonah Hill.
Scott with one T, Pollard.
Do you think mid-90s is better or 8th grade is better? The answer is 8th grade, and it's weird that age
I haven't seen
put out
either
two
of them,
same.
So I can't speak to it.
8th grade is good. I haven't seen mid-90s, but it looks stupid, and I don't want to see it.
Yes, they, in 97-98, they drafted him. He played 33 games for them that season, and then they traded him to Sacramento for... traded by the Pistons with a 1999 first-round draft picks to the Atlanta Hawks for Christian Laettner. And then he was waived by the Hawks and signed by Sacramento. That seems weird for a guy that was a first-round draft pick.
It's not called waving when it's a bird. That's just called flying.
Yeah. That's that was a mistake on their part, because he ended up being...
Does Scott Pollard think all birds are waving at him?
Yes, he does. But that seems like a mistake on Atlanta's part, because he ended up being an important part of the Sacramento teams from that era, which were good.
Cool. Okay. Next up, Handegg Tribe wins reward. They win a trip to another island. How did we talk so long about Scott Pollard, a professional athlete who's not even on this season? Whatever.
That's it. You know, even when you think you're done with Scott, you're never done with him.
Yep. There is a coffee bar, cookies, croissants, croissants, and brownies. It's important you use proper pronunciation. Croissants and brownies. Hand egg wounds immunity. I love a brownie. Why am I talking like this now? Ken and Mike bond slightly. Not a surprise. Everybody liked Mike. Literally everybody had a two-person alliance with Mike on David versus Goliath. Did you know that?
Yes.
They've said that, like, every person who I've listened to an exit interview with was like, yeah, I had an alliance with Mike. And nobody knew about it. How did you accomplish that? Mike's incredible. Joe and Jimmy bond slightly. I imagine Joe is, like, the artsy boyfriend that Jimmy Johnson's daughter brings to, like, a summer party.
Sure.
And Jimmy Johnson is kind of like, this weird artsy dude, I don't know. But then they have a few beers together, and he's like, this Joe's all right.
Yeah, they go out and toss the ball around. I feel like he'd be like, oh, this guy looks like a hell of an athlete.
He is. He's a challenge beast, as they say. Edge of Extinction, they say, was built for Joey Amazing. That's a nickname.
Survivor, Edge of Tomorrow. It's where people keep dying, but they come back every time.
Hey, Groundhog Day was yesterday. Good shit. Okay, the castaways all vote. Cliff, Joe. Okay, bye, Joe. No Redemption Island for you, buddy. Okay. So, the merge is happening now. The Touchdown Tribe. I forgot we named it that.
Fuck yeah.
The Touchdown Tribe is Aubrey, B, Cliff, Crystal, Jessica, Jimmy, Jomo, Kara, Ken, Michaela, Mike, and Steve.
Certainly seems like a lot of my people stuck around. That's all I'm saying.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, how did you get 8 people?
I had 2 people voted off, I think. Wait, no, I had 3 people voted off.
Oh, I picked Aubrey.
Yeah, you did. Regardless, though, that's still... I had 7 people that made it.
1, 2, 3, 4. I only had 4 people make it. And 3 of them are for Millennials Gen X. Good season. Okay. Aubrey and Mike are friends. Jessica and Ken are friends. Aubrey, Jessica, Ken, Michaela, and Mike are friends. Crystal and John are friends. B, Cliff, Jimmy. Oh my god. Everybody's got an alliance. Okay. Jomo wins first immunity. Nobody plays an idol because it's not time to do that. But Cliff and Steve do have a minor fight. So, ooh, Michaela plays her idol. Kara does not play her idol. Michaela gets how many people are left? 12 people? So Michaela gets 7 votes. Or no, 6 votes. Wait, no, 7 votes. Sorry. Steve gets 5 votes. So Michaela survives another season, episode, whatever. Steve is out. That's one of your people. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm this guy I had never heard of until like 15 minutes ago. I'm just devastated that he's gone.
Jessica, Michaela, Mike, John, and Ken win reward. They win a trip to a waterfall and lunch. Here's the thing, Thomas. I know I made a joke about D&D earlier, but I did have an entire plot in a recent session I ran where they did go to a waterfall and have lunch. That was a whole thing that happened. I got it from Survivor. Ken wins immunity. Nobody has found any idols since Michaela played hers. Wow, that's a lot of words. Okay. Kara does not play her sports ball idol, and the votes go 6 to Michaela, and B gets 5, so Michaela is out, and that's fine. It's fine. I'm not mad at all. Ken, Jimmy, Jomo, Crystal, and Aubrey win reward. They win a trip to a resort and a lunch. That's nice.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'd go on that. Crystal wins immunity. It's probably smart of you to pick a bunch of professional athletes, Thomas.
Yeah, it seems like it's paying off.
Yeah. Okay, tribal council time. Kara does not play her idol. And B gets votes, and Jessica gets votes. B gets 4 votes. Jessica gets 6 votes. So I've got Ken, Mike, and Aubrey left. It's fine. It's fine.
It's going well.
You know, actually, it's going very well because...
You've got enough people. They're going to be the final three. You've got enough people left to, mm-hmm. to, you know, fill that out.
Jomo wins immunity again. He also found a hidden immunity idol, but did get in a major fight with Cliff Robinson.
No! Okay. I don't like that at all.
Well, maybe you'll like this. Kara has the sports ball tribe idol. John has the touchdown tribe idol. The castaways all vote. Kara does not play the sports tribe idol. Sports ball tribe idol, excuse me. John Morrison plays the touchdown tribe idol on Mike.
Okay.
The first vote goes to Mike, as does the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. The remaining three go to B.
Okay.
Hey, our people are working together now.
This is the first time I think B's been mentioned outside of, like, maybe one other thing.
I mean, she's gotten votes the past couple tribals. Guess who wins immunity again?
Is it John Morrison?
It is indeed.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. You'll like this, even though it's not one of your people. So Kara has the idol still from earlier, and the touchdown tribe idol that's just been rehidden was found by Aubrey.
Sure.
Sports ball tribe at hand egg tribe dissolves. That's the alliance name. Crystal Cox and John Morrison were in an alliance, but are no longer together. Kara does not play the sports ball tribe idol. Aubrey does not play the touchdown tribe idol. Ooh, Ken gets 7 votes. Mike gets 1. That's no good. So, Aubrey wins immunity, and I think she's my only person left. No, Mike is still around. I've still got Mike. And they're in an alliance together, but it's a very weak alliance. Kara and Aubrey do not play their idols. Jimmy gets a vote. Jimmy gets a vote. Jimmy gets a vote. And the rest of the votes go to Jomo. I'm sorry,
no.
bud. So your final 6 are Aubrey, Cliff, Crystal, Jimmy Johnson.
Damn.
Kara and Mike White. All right.
Damn, Cliff Robinson.
Yeah?
I think he's got the best edit thus far.
I think you're right. Maybe Mike.
Yeah, Mike's got a good case.
Crystal is, as they say, been purpled this season. Which is fine. Somebody always is. Jimmy Johnson also hasn't really done much, and that's fine. He's out there surviving, as he always does. Kara wins a reward. She wins a trip with a loved one to a boat anchored offshore with a barbecue. She shares the reward with Jimmy. Kara can give up her reward so the other 4 players can get one, and she does indeed give up the reward.
Wow.
Of course, because she's a nice person.
That's very nice.
Kara then wins immunity, even though she didn't go on the reward.
Damn. Stayed focused.
There is no idol hidden, because the 2 that are left are still in possession. Aubrey plays the touchdown tribe idol, gets the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th vote, so Jimmy is out.
Damn. This is a strong group.
Yeah. Okay, down to the final 5. There's still alliances. Crystal wins immunity, just in the nick of time.
Sure.
Crystal isolates herself and nobody wants to align with her. Kara plays the sports ball idol. unnecessarily because Mike gets two votes and the other three votes go to Cliff.
I knew that was coming. Man.
So final four, Mike White, Kara Kay, Crystal Cox, and Aubrey Bracco.
It's been evened out.
Yep. Aubrey, Edge of Extinction, upcoming. Kara and Mike, last season. And then also Crystal Cox is there.
Yeah, Crystal Cox is also there.
Aubrey and Mike still have their alliance. In the reward, Mike wins. He wins an advantage in the final challenge.
Damn, yes, okay.
And it works out because he wins immunity. So, Mike White once again makes it to Final Three.
Very impressive.
First vote, Kara, Aubrey, Aubrey, Kara. There's a tie. They will re-vote. It's tied again. Therefore,
draw rocks?
To make fire.
Oh, make
no,
fire.
No, it's Final
yeah.
Four. Therefore, a tiebreaker challenge will occur. Aubrey loses the fire-making
yes.
challenge.
Yes!
You seem really excited, Thomas. But you have to remember, you've got two people in the final three. I've got one person in the final three. And if a duo goes into the final three, the person not part of the duo wins almost every time.
I don't think Crystal and Kara allied? I don't think anybody was allied with Crystal.
Crystal and Kara were on the same initial tribe, though.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
We'll see. We'll see. Crystal, Kara, and Mike face the jury. Here's why I'm thinking Mike is going to win. And who's your choice? Oh, we also didn't make a... We didn't pick a winner at the beginning. Oops.
No, we didn't.
I'm picking Mike now.
I think that Kara should win.
You think Kara should win, but will she? That's the question. Why do you think Kara will win?
She played a good game. Nice, well-rounded game.
Yeah, but, like, she was nice. Because she gave up that reward, but like
Mike White had to be saved by Jomo, okay?
You're right.
The biggest play in Mike White's game was one he didn't make.
Okay, here we go. The winner reveal. A vote, a 4-2-2 vote.
Damn.
Pretty solid vote disparity. Two votes go to Crystal Cox. Two votes go
sure.
to Kara.
Yep.
Two votes go to
You
Mike.
Were right. They split. They split between the two.
And the other two votes also go to Kara. Kara won.
Yeah!
Okay, let's see how each juror voted. Michaela voted for Kara. Jessica voted for Mike. B voted for Crystal. Ken voted for Kara. Jomo voted for Kara. Jimmy voted for Kara.
Damn, Jomo voted for Kara after he saved Mike White.
Yeah. Probably because they were on their initial season together.
Ooh, taking Jimmy on that reward paid off.
Yeah. Cliff voted for Crystal. Aubrey voted for Mike. No surprise there.
Sure.
And the fan favorite was...
Gotta be Cliff.
Oh, you're so wrong. It was Michaela, of course.
Oh, sure, okay.
Okay. The winner was Kara, we know that. Man, solid season.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was fun. Okay, that's the summary of the whole season. Do you want me to send you a copy of the summary, Thomas?
I'm good, I experienced it.
It just tells you who won each reward and immunity and got voted out.
I experienced it, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've lived it. I don't need to look at it again.
What an experience. Okay, who is your guess for the most strategic? I always find this the most interesting.
I'll say Mike.
Mike, not even in the top three.
Wow.
Number three is also the number one vote getter of the season with 18 votes was Cliff Robinson, the third most strategic. Second, somehow, is Ken. I don't really know what he did.
He apparently was doing something.
Yeah. And number one, should be no surprise at all, is Aubrey.
Sure, yeah. That makes sense.
Fourth place, always the best player. Okay, well, that's it. Pretty good season. Congratulations to the winner. Kara. Should have won David versus Goliath, but couldn't pull it out. Against Mike in the Fire Making Challenge. The Final Four, whatever. Okay. In 3 days, the next season of The Challenge starts. Thomas, when you didn't pick up when I initially called you, and I said, just call me back whenever, I turned on The Challenge War of the Worlds, what did they call it? Basic Training? It's like a preview episode. You can watch it on MTV.com. No login required. And then I got like 2 minutes into it, and then you called me back. It's like, all right, I guess I'll watch this after we record. But pretty good so far. Some people look like they're going to suck. Some people look like they're going to be cool. I couldn't name any one of those people, but it's going to be a good season. So that starts Wednesday, February 6th. So we will be talking about that next week on this show. Are you excited for the season? It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we are still campaigning for Season 40 to be Heroes versus Villains 2, Season 40 of Survivor. Don't care about the Challenge Season 40, because that could happen next year or in 8 years. Who fucking knows? That show is not as strict with its scheduling as Survivor. Season 40, Heroes versus Villains 2. Tweet at Jeff Probst. Tweet at Mark Burnett. Tweet at CBS. Tweet at everybody involved in the creation of this show. Tell them, please make Survivor Season 40, Heroes versus Villains 2. Hashtag HVV2. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Shadell. Thomas died. His Twitter is Tom Not Tom.
Yeah, mine is. I got distracted by the fact that 21 Savage was apparently arrested by ICE because they said that he is from the UK.
21 Savage is a person I know by name only.
As far as everyone knows, is from Atlanta. So I don't know what's going on here, but that is not a headline I expected to see.
Nope. Well, that's the breaking news segment that we always do at the end of the show. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
It's at Tom Not Tom. You can follow me to get updates on whatever is happening with 21 Savage.
21 Savage, more like ooh.
They call him 22 Savage when I'm there.
Yeah, I started making that joke. I was like, you know what? My brain will definitely come up with a good bit by the time I get to the end. It didn't, though. So, this is what you get instead. Thanks for listening. You can review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars for that one. Hey, Edge of Extinction starts in, like, 2.5 weeks.
Crazy.
So, we're doing the challenge next week. The week after that, we'll do our cast review and winner pick. And then the season will start. And I think that our winner picks are already obvious.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that when we get to that. So now's the time to say have a great summer.
Deuces. Are you excited for the big game?
I'm so excited for the big game. We got big old Pats versus the LA Rams, and they're gonna chuck that ball around a few times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just sling the old pigskin up and down that field. Jake, you know how I feel about it?
How do you feel about the big game?
Sports ball.
Love sports ball. You know what I love in sports ball? When one of the teams gets points. Points.
Oh, the big guys that are playing, yeah, that are fucking giving each other big hugs are, you know, scoring points or whatever.
I love that oblong brown ball. It's so much fun.
Yeah, why do they call it a football when you're throwing it with your hands?
Here's the thing about
it. It's not really like a ball. It's shaped more like an egg.
It's kind of like an egg. And they don't even use their feet most of the time. They should call it hand egg.
They should call it hand egg is what I'm...
Why don't they call this it football new bit, hand egg?
This new bit that I came up with. Sports ball, superb owl. Just got to make sure I get all these new bits in here that I just made up that are really funny.
Shaggy is very powerful. That's a joke I just came up with myself.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that anywhere else. He's really the best football player, actually. And Tom Brady, he eats the Tom Brady for breakfast. So, see you later, Billamy Belichick. Not in Shaggy's house.